If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 23rd day of September 2010. I'd like to make this announcement at this time. I am officially sick of television. No, I know, though. People like to know the time that I record these things. It's 10 minutes till 6. And so I still keep up with the news. I don't know why. I guess it's the old radio thing, but I got two different news channels that I'm watching. I love BBC America because you get real news from them. It's no commentary. This is the thing. I've given up commentary news because they're just all driving me crazy. They're driving the country crazy. So I watch people that just tell me what is going on, and that is always BBC. It's always what they've done. So, you know, we're lucky. We're very lucky to have BBC America. But anyway, oh, let me tell you what happened on this day. Today is Bruce Springsteen's 61st birthday. Jason Alexander, Costanza from Seinfeld, celebrates his 51st birthday. And Mickey Rooney is still alive at 90. Ray Charles was born on this day in Albany, Georgia. He sang our state song, of course. And Hit the Road, Jack, one of my favorite songs of all time. Sigmund Freud died at 83 on this day. Now, they come out with a Forbes list. I don't know if you keep up with that at all. What it's just telling us is the richest people in Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg, has taken over Steve Jobs' position. I think he's 35th and Steve Jobs is 42nd. But, I mean, you know, you get the numbers. It's like Zuckerberg is worth $6.9 billion and Steve Jobs maybe is worth $4 billion. You know, oh, really? I'm the guy that's trying to get change out of the couch to pay for my health insurance premiums. Although, you know, Steve Jobs isn't going to take this well. I predict that at some point today, Zuckerberg's iPhone will stop working. That's just me. Facebook, of course, has changed everything. Everybody wants to be like Facebook. And I'm kind of sorry about that because, again, like I was saying yesterday, it's not the sort of I don't like to have everything on one page. I have my YouTube people and my Twitter people and, you know, mostly on Facebook, out of, what, 811 people, probably four-fifths are folks that knew me from the radio. And so I kind of hesitate to put they already think I'm crazy. So why add insult to injury? And then, of course, my friends and family are on there. And so, they had to go into the witness protection program. All right, so my question to you. If you look at all the sites that we go to, you know, you got Daily Booth. I'm on Audio Boo right now. That's audio. So you got pictures, you got audio. YouTube does video. You've got blog, Tumblr, which allows you to create your own web space and blogspot. And then you have Facebook. What else is left for us to do? Smell. No one's doing smell. Oh, God. Yes, the next big interactive website is when people can smell you or smell your home or smell your pets. Maybe a Mexican restaurant. Oh, this isn't going to be good. See you tomorrow.